They stood on a residential street in New City, in the town of Clarkstown, New York State Senator David Carlucci among them.
A year ago, this was one of the streets that was hit bad by Hurricane Sandy. This road, Phillips Hill Road, was blocked for how long? Was it over a week?
Over a week,
there was down wires. Neighbors were trapped here in this development, and this was just one of so many. You could play this picture over and over again throughout the county, throughout the metropolitan area, and we wanted to come back a year later to say what's been done to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Carlucci, working with officials from Orange and Rockland Utilities, Clarkstown, and local labor, assisted in developing a plan to help reduce O&R's storm response time, which was heavily criticized in the Sandy aftermath. Town highway crews could not clear trees before O&R de-energized downed wires. The solution is a memorandum of understanding, the first of its kind, according to Carlucci. O&R is joining forces with the Construction Industry Council and Laborers Local 17754 by arranging to hire local union members for emergency support work for major storms. During Sandy, O&R hired nearly 3,000 emergency workers through contracts with companies in 31 states, plus Canada. Again, here's Carlucci.
We've got the labor, we've got the talent right here. We'll work to make sure that we train our workers to be ready to deal with this problem. Because obviously when a disaster like that hits, they're not working at their normal site. So we have that labor available. Let's not import it from California, from another state. Let's get to work right away to make sure we can open our roads, direct traffic safely, and make sure people can get on with their lives.
Here's Clarkstown Highway Superintendent Wayne Ballard.
There's nothing worse than to see a resident on the other side of a huge tree with wires in it and we can't get to them. There's nothing worse than for me to tell my people it's time to go home because they have to catch up with us. Until they catch up with the wires, we can't do any more work. It's very frustrating for me to answer the phones when they say, why is your equipment sitting idle? Well, all that now can end with this program that they put together.
Labor officials say some 250 laborers have been specially trained to guard downed wires. The hope is that some 400 laborers will be trained at a union site in Newburgh. Upon completion of training, laborers receive O&R's Emergency Response Training Certificate. Frank Peverly is Vice President of Operations for Orange and Rockland. He says O&R also is working on $35 million in projects to improve service.
This is money that we're reprioritizing our budgets right now and kind of putting the money where our mouth is and doing the work that we think is most important and reprioritizing that work. So we're doing that within existing budgets, shifting things around, shifting projects around to do what we need to do to make the system stronger, harder, and more resilient.
Alex Gromack is Town of Clarkstown Supervisor. He talks about some improvements to his town over the last year.
We've purchased three major generators, large generators that can be moved to our community centers and powering them up as reception areas. We've certainly worked with the state on getting emergency generation at the state intersections so that police don't have to man those sections. We can flip a switch and have them go.
Senator Carlucci, an independent Democrat, introduced live wire legislation that is now law.
And it holds our utility companies accountable to say, look, you've got to meet these problems and you've got to come in with a plan. And if you don't, we're going to have severe penalties. Now they can be fined up to $500,000 a day for not securing these down wires.
The law requires any gas or electric corporation in the state to annually submit an emergency response plan to the Public Service Commission for review and approval. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.